Support for the Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal manufacturer and industry innovator, specializing in precision sheet metal cutting, bending, perforation, forming, laser welding, and assembly. As a locally grown company, Begno prides itself on community engagement and support. Each Friday, Begno invites visitors and clients to tour the facility and enjoy lunch with the team. To schedule a visit, the telephone number is 237-5069.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Michigan Secretary of State is ruling against Democratic longtime Congressman John Conyers' bid to be included on the primary ballot this August. Election officials agree the lawmaker from Detroit had less than the required number of signatures from eligible voters needed to be part of this summer's contest. The Wayne County clerk says some people who collected the signatures were not registered to vote or had listed a wrong registration address. This ruling was widely expected, though. The 85-year-old is waiting to see if a federal judge today rules a law guiding the validity of petitions is unconstitutional. In Thailand, the country's new military rulers has tightened their grip on power by detaining several members of the former government. Michael Sullivan in Bangkok reports they included the country's deposed prime minister.
The military today invited members of the former government to turn themselves in, and deposed Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat complied. She's now being held in an undisclosed location. The army's move to consolidate power came as the first tentative signs of anti-coup backlash occurred in both the capital Bangkok and the northern city of Chiang Mai, where supporters of the sacked government defied the coup leader's ban on public gatherings to voice their displeasure over the coup. The new military government is also closely watching border crossings to ensure key leaders of the former regime do not escape. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Bangkok.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country will recognize the result of this Sunday's presidential vote in Ukraine. But NPR's Corey Flintoff says Putin is still casting doubt on the legitimacy of the election.
Putin told an investment forum in St. Petersburg that Russia is prepared to work with Ukraine's new president. But in an earlier meeting with Russian reporters, the Russian leader said he believes that technically the Ukrainian election can't be held while Viktor Yanukovych is still the legal president. Yanukovych fled Ukraine for Russia amid opposition protests in February. Putin said it would be better for Ukraine to hold a referendum on constitutional issues before electing a new president. But, in effect, he said that Sunday's election would be better than nothing as a way to legitimize a new government. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Donetsk.
Sales of new homes in the United States have risen 6.4% in April following 2 months of sluggish performance. The Commerce Department reports the increase brought the overall number of sales to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 433,000. April's sales increased the most in the Midwest, while they rose slightly in the southern U.S. New home sales have dropped more than 4% during the last 12 months. Dow is up 50 points at 16,593, S&P 500 gaining 7 points, and the NASDAQ is also up 21. This is NPR News. Health officials say online restaurant reviews are having the unintended benefit of turning up food poisoning cases that would otherwise go unnoticed. Richard Knox reports on a New York City experiment.
Almost 50 million Americans get food poisoning every year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates, but only a tiny fraction get reported. New York City officials decided to see if the online restaurant review site Yelp could point to unreported outbreaks. They identified 900 Yelp reviews mentioning vomiting or diarrhea after eating at a restaurant. 1 in 7 warranted further investigation. Health workers interviewed reviewers and discovered 3 previously unreported outbreaks. Inspection of those restaurants revealed problems with food handling. The CDC says New York is tweaking the method to make it more efficient. Meanwhile, Chicago is using Twitter to contact people who tweet about getting sick after eating at a restaurant. For NPR News, I'm Richard Knox.
Another company is announcing another recall. This one's coming from Suzuki, which is recalling GM-made small cars in the United States because of the steering columns that can catch fire. Authorities say more than 184,000 Forenza models from 2004 through 2008 are affected. This follows a series of recalls by General Motors this week, a broad effort to address safety issues in the fallout of defective ignition switches that have been linked to at least 13 deaths. GM has issued 29 recalls so far this year, covering a record 13.8 million vehicles. U.S. stocks trading high with Dow gaining 50 points since the open. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from CSX, whose trains can move a ton of freight nearly 450 miles on 1 gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour. And at 1 o'clock, stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. We're going to turn to an interesting disc. It's got an interesting story behind it. David Grisman, the famous mandolin player, one time asked Vassar Clements, the famous bluegrass fiddler, what kind of album he'd like to do next. And Vassar surprised him by saying, I'd like to do a blues album. So David Grisman and Norton Buffalo ended up producing that album for Vassar Clements. It's called Living with the Blues. And they had a whole lot of great blues talent to join Vassar on some of these recordings. And they did quite a bit of classic old blues tunes. Skip James, also Robert Johnson music, Tampa Red. And in this case, a Bessie Smith tune. Vassar got Maria Muldaur to sit in with him for one tune, a tune first recorded in 1925 by Bessie Smith. Here's Vassar Clements and Maria Muldaur and friends with I Ain't Gonna Play No Second Fiddle.
Good gal, having a fight. I ain't gonna play no second fiddle. I'm used to playing lead. Oh, play me that fiddle, Daddy. Sweet. with your good time vamp. So now, Papa, I'm going to put out your lamp. Now, Papa, I ain't sore. You ain't gonna mess with me no more. I'm going to flirt with another sheik. You gonna hang your head and weep. I ain't gonna play no second fiddle. I'm used to playing lead, yeah. I'm used to playing
the back that's cut too low. Can't wear no high heels, she can lock. Cause they cut my toes, it's so wet. Can't wear no high heels, she can lock. Cause they cut my toes, it's so wet. Just the way your spats and a calfskin shoe to match my low heel slipping.
Sugar Pie DeSanto from the early 1960s, early to mid-60s, somewhere between 62 and 65. She had with her Sonny Lance Lim on piano, Hubert Sumlin on guitar, Willie Dixon on bass, Clifton James on drums. She was performing in Europe at the time on a package tour with the American Folk Blues Festival, and they brought a lot of great, great blues artists to Europe, particularly Germany at the time, but many of them traveled all over the place. Howling Wolf went, J.B. Lenore, John Lee Hooker, Fred McDowell, Eddie Boyd. All sorts of people went to those folk blues festivals in Europe at the time. Before we heard Sugar Pie DeSanto, we heard Vassar Clements with special guest Maria Muldaur from Vassar's disc Living with the Blues. We heard Vassar and Maria and friends do, again, a cover of an old Bessie Smith tune from the 1920s. I ain't gonna play no second fiddle. I'm used to playing lead. Again, interesting disc from Vassar Clements. You don't hear that much in the way of fiddle on blues recordings. There used to be a lot of African-American fiddle players, but basically the market as to a fair degree, dictated by the record companies, put a lot of African American fiddle players, as far as blues players, out of work, also string band players. But there were a few, of course. Gatemouth Brown has been well known for playing fiddle, as was Papa John Creech, who played with the band Hot Tuna out of California, sort of a sister band to classic Jefferson Airplane. Played with those people for quite a number of years and ended up going out on his own. We're going to listen to Papa John Creech, originally from Pennsylvania. He really started working in music first in Chicago bars, then moved to Los Angeles in 45. Here he is from 92, Papa John Creech with the Bernie Pearl Blues Band, doing a number called piece entitled Why Don't You Let Me Be.
Let me go. You know you don't love me. Why don't you let me go? People all around us, all the people know, pain and misery, all you let me see. Pain and misery, all you let me see. You know you don't love me. Why don't you let me be? Why don't you set me free? You know you don't love me. Why don't you set me free? I love your little sister. I know she loves me.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugé. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
Corey Harris from his disc Fish Ain't Biting, music recorded in New Orleans back in 1996. Corey, originally from Colorado, he was raised outside of Denver, and in his early 20s he was in Africa studying languages in Cameroon, and he ended up with a teaching post under Teach for America in Napoleonville, Louisiana for a while, and of course spent some time in New Orleans. Corey Harris with High Fever Blues. Before hearing Corey here on KRVS, we heard the late Papa John Creech from 1992 doing a number called Why Don't You Let Me Be, Papa John on vocals and a fiddle. And we have another fiddler. This time we have Lonnie Chatman of the Chatman family, along with Walter Vinson on vocal and guitar, basically comprising the Mississippi Sheiks. Back in 1931, they laid down this track. Here are the Mississippi Sheiks with Bedspring Poker.
That spring poker is an awful thing. Most everybody loves to play that game. That spring poker's a Renation to a mini man. And if you keep on playing it, you will lose the last dollar from your hand. Most every man has a game in his home. Rather play somebody else's than play his own. This spring poker's a renation to a mini man. And if you keep on playing it, you will lose the last dollar from your hand. As a brown-skinned woman lives out on a hill, she used to play poker and she plays it still. This spring poker's a renation to a mini man. And if you keep on playing it, you will lose the last dollar from your hand. Oh, look at that old bed shaking. When she gets the plane and she plays it in a race, you will have three aces, but she will have a royal place. Now, this spring poker's a renation to a mini man. And if you keep on playing it, you will lose the last dollar from your hand. There is a man, name is Bill. He used to play poker and he plays it still. Now this spring poker's a renation to a mini man. And if you keep on playing it, you will lose the last dollar from your hand. Thank you.
gonna have a good time, wouldn't never stay at home. I feel like crying, ain't got no tears in the bell. I feel like crying, ain't got no tears in the bell.
From February of 1930, that was Matty Delaney with Going Down a Big Road Blues, a variant of the Tommy Johnson tune, basically the same name, and obviously basically the same tune. Matty Delaney, an interesting lady. She was from Mississippi. It's thought that she was had spent quite a bit of time in Memphis, Tennessee. She recorded two tunes, this one and Tallahatchie River Blues. And that's about all that's known of her. She nothing's known of her life after the recordings. Very arcane lady. She was on both guitar and vocals on that track. Before hearing Matty Delaney, we heard the Mississippi Sheiks here on KRVS from 1931. We heard them do a number called Bedspring Poker. And we turn next to Blind Blake from September of 1929. Here is that virtuoso guitarist with a number called Georgia Bound.
Packing up my duffel, wanna leave this town. Packing up my duffel, wanna leave this town. And I'm gonna hustle to catch that train southbound. I got the Georgia blues for the plowing home. I got the Georgia blues for the plowing home. Walked out my shoes over this ice and snow. Just a cat and bow. Tune up the fiddle, just a cat and bow. Put on the griddle and open the cabin door. Possum in the stove. Potatoes in the ashes, possum on the stove. You can have the hash, but please leave me the clothes. Chicken on the roof, babe, one of us on the vine. Chicken on the roof, babe, one of us on the vine. I'd be glad to get back to that Georgia gal of mine.
deaf jump and act real crazy. The voodoo music gonna knock them crazy. The voodoo. The voodoo. The voodoo music got the whole world on a go. The voodoo music have expected the boys to jump real crazy and they lack for joy. Make them feel like they own the world. Make them think there's controlling the girl. The voodoo. Gonna knock you out, the voodoo. The voodoo. The voodoo music got the whole world on a go.
J.B. Lenore from, what was it, September of 1966, his composition Voodoo Music, which has been covered quite a bit over the years. J.B. Lenore from a disc called Vietnam Blues. J.B. was preceded by Blind Blake. We heard Blind Blake from September of 1929 doing Georgia Bound. He was a remarkable guitarist for his time period. Spent a lot of his professional career in Chicago, and after Paramount Records went belly up in 1932 as a result of the Depression, Blind Blake left Chicago, never to be heard from again. No one knows what happened to him. We just heard J.B. Lenore. He, people know what happened to him. He died at the age of 38, three weeks after a car wreck he was involved in that damaged his heart or knocked loose some plaque material or something to that effect and clogged an artery. And anyway, he died, and his family had to sue the driver that hit him. But it was generally assumed that his death was really due to inadequate medical care. And that his death was April 29th of 1967, and that July of 67, John Mayall went into the studios and recorded an album called Crusade, which the point of which was to try and get record buyers to rebel against the system of pop music and, you know, better support a lot of the blues artists that whose music was a foundation of so much of pop music at the time. And among the tunes that he recorded on that album was a number called The Death of J.B. Lenore. He talks about him being his friend, but J.B.'s pronounced his name Lenore, although it was French spelling, and on this song, Mayall says Lenoir, which is not the way that J.B. pronounced his name. On a later song, some years later, John Mayall sang a song with the correct pronunciation of J.B.'s name. Here is John Mayall from July of 1967. Yeah.
front door. You said you had enough. Now you're coming back for more, but that's all right. I said that that's all right. I may not want to admit it. I'm just a fool for your stockings, I believe. Friends with you, but how could one be so thoughtless to try and handle less than two? But that's all right. I said that that's all right, baby. I may not want to admit it. I'm just a fool for your stockings, I believe.
From 1979 and from the album De Cuello, that was ZZ Top with I'm a Fool for Your Stockings. Before ZZ Top, we heard John Mayall from 1967 with his heartfelt tribute to the late J.B. Lenore. Again, that was the death of J.B. Lenore, or as Mayall called him, Lenoir, on that particular track. Next year on the Blues Box, let's venture back to the early 1970s. A little bit of New Orleans music, some music from Professor Longhair. This was recorded 71, 72, right around that time frame. Here is Professor Longhair with his little self-titled number, Dr. Professor Longhair.
every doctor that fells a long hair. But the girls all call me a little old loving man. You know the boys in the neighborhood calls me Dr. that fells a long hair. But the little girls calls me a little old loving man. Well, I know they know I'm not a doctor, baby. But I want y'all to understand that I'll give a helping hand. Yes, I know you know I'm not a doctor, darling. But I wouldn't advise you to try to prove that I'm not a doctor, son. All of you all know I'm not a doctor, honey. But I wouldn't advise you to try to prove that I'm not a doctor, son. That is until the doctor comes. I want all of you women to herd out of my office in the morning. I'm open at midnight until the break of day. All you girls, hurry to my office in the morning. Baby, I'm open for midnight until the break of day. Drive your pains away. No, don't take that tonic, baby. For goodness sake, don't you swallow those pills. No, please don't take no tonics, honey. And I'll advise you not to swallow no pills. And use my treatments, I'm sure you'll always want my thrill. Yes, you can ask anybody, baby, and I do mean in your own neighborhood. Yes, ask anybody, darling, little girl in your own. Doctor won't do you no good. That's why the boys calls me Doctor Professor Longhair, but the girls all calls me a little old loving. Yes, the boys calls me Doctor Professor Longhair, but the girls all calls me a little old. And I've got the remnant right here in my hand.
Snooks Eaglin on guitar and vocals from 1992, doing a number called Baby, Please Come Home. He was preceded by Professor Longhair, and Snooks was also on that track from 1972. We heard Fess doing Dr. Professor Longhair. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in a few minutes on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. Programming here on KRVS is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you and a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and again, supported by listeners like you. We'd like to thank all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. If you want to contribute, you can do so securely online at krvs.org. Have a great weekend.
This is Gwen Tompkins. On Music Inside Out, what people say isn't half as interesting as how they say it.
You gotta have skin. All you really need is skin. Skin's the thing that if you got it outside, it helps keep your insides in.
Well put. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 p.m. on KRVS.
And it's wrapped around your toe.
Hi, I'm Pete Bergeron. If your day starts early, like mine does, let's spend it together with Cajun music from 5 to 7 a.m. here at Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.